Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how much plasma energy water do you drink? Most likely none at this point, unless somehow it's naturally in our waters, and maybe there is some, but you could certainly add to it. And we're going to find out all about what I'm talking about. We've done a show about this before, and I don't think it was explicit enough to help people understand the importance of this kind of energy in our lives and how transformative it is. So to help us understand it better are our guests who are back again, Paul and Lynn Schmaltz. Welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
And you're really a doctor, Paul, because you're a former veterinarian, retired, but certainly using your scientific interests in working with plasma water, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm thrilled to know you because I'm so impressed that you have the wherewithal to develop this science that was created by an Iranian scientist named Keshe, the different pronunciations, K-E-S-H-E, and people can Google that. And there's so much information about him and GANS, G-A-N-S, which is gas in an atomic nano state, right?
Yes.
Good, got that right. But you work with that. And I tried to, I've known about it for a few years, and I thought, oh, I could start working with this and creating these plasma energy waters, and you know, wouldn't that be great? Because I know how powerful they are each in themselves. And I just realized that it takes somebody like you to really, you know, build a laboratory and do all of the intricate work that creates this fantastic energy materials, include water, and I think you guys work with Margrav metals that are of the same science, right?
Well, you do the copper and the zinc, and
yeah, we use the metals as part of our process for making some of the GANS that we use, the plasma energies that we use. And this one that Lynn is...
You're showing one that's on a video, but most of the audience is audio and can't see it. But you're holding up a container that has water in it, and then below it is a light blue, it looks like an opaque liquid sitting at the bottom of the container.
Right, and that's a combination of copper and zinc, CO2.
And that's, so you created that over how long a period did it take to create that opaque liquid?
It takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
That's amazing that it takes so long. And you do it by putting, having a container and putting these coated metals into it. They're nano-coated with this special process that we just referred to.
Right.
That creates like a battery. And you have two different metals, and then you have a wire connecting them. And they're even, in an advanced way, you add an LED light over it. Somehow, I don't know, that activates it. And then for 8 weeks, it turns salt water, which is what you start with in the battery. You load up this container with salt water, and it's a certain percentage of salt. And then over time, because of these coated metal pieces, and they're made of, for instance, with this, zinc and copper, right?
Right.
Right, so that's the battery. And because of those two, it creates this opaque liquid that has its special powers, plasma powers, right?
Right. Right. That's called the gas in atomic nano state, and it settles to the bottom of your container in just a powdery form, and then you have to suck it out of there with a syringe or pour the water off repeatedly until you get it rinsed out. And it's a process to make it.
Right, that's why I'm so impressed.
Well, at least 6 to 8 weeks, and I would say from watching, from start to finish, sometimes it's more like 3 to 4 months. You know, it just depends on what he's making. So,
because there are different metals.
Right, right,
right.
And not only that, I mean, it gets more elaborate.
And the function of that LED light on top is to slow down the current flow, because you've got a pretty active battery going there, and you got a lot of electrons moving around in that salt water solution, and that LED light acts as a resistor. Right. And slows down the reaction so that you get a better form of nanoparticle, and it's a smaller, more broken down
form. More refined, right. So it's more powerful that way, right?
Right, exactly.
And so, Paul, why do you have the aerator in there that you use sometimes?
Whole reaction needs oxygen to generate, and the aerator in there, a little bubbler, aquarium bubbler actually, just provides oxygen for the reaction to proceed efficiently.
Right, and so it's quite a science to make this. Now, let's talk about, you know, eventually we'll talk about the different variable metals and other things you can put in this for 8 weeks or more that create plasma energies that work for many different purposes. And I want to get into that because it's amazing what this creates. In the end, it actually has an energy field that's huge, and then you've measured it with an energy device. That how many feet away can you be and still feel the energy of it?
Well, we wanted to measure the energy fields of our plasma energy station, which was the very first thing that we did. And it had over 500 energies in it, and it's the water we use daily for drinking, making tea, coffee, soup, cooking, adding to our laundry, rinse water, spraying on our plants, giving to our pets. And so I took the vials that we use, and it was 16 feet. I'm sorry, it was over 30 feet. And then I thought, well, okay, that was the 16 vials that we have when we're shipping in the summertime, which is the equivalent of the 4 vials we ship that are plastic, BPA-free plastic in the winter, because the glass vials freeze and break. Uh-huh. Then I thought, well, I'm going to now measure the half a lunch size napkin size pair of pads that I send outside of the country that are soaked and dried thoroughly with the plasma energy station water. It was the same distance. And then I had some that I made that were the size of a post-it note. And I thought, well, surely this is going to be smaller. It was the same distance.
That's amazing.
It did not matter what size you had.
And by the way, it could be paper or cloth that gets soaked in this. And then you can dry it and it'll hold this energy for many feet and for eternity, actually.
Yes, correct. And, you know, even when people have had difficulty in receiving things, not only from me, but from other people that have made it and shipped it to other countries for relatives or friends, you can soak printer paper and let it dry and write your letter on that paper, and it's ready to make into the patches. And
amazing.
The water with. So
instead of putting vials around a bottle of water, distilled water or purified water, filtered water, and then these vials that you make of your plasma energy waters, they sit around the outside of the bottle.
Right.
They, you don't have to pour them into anything. They just sit there, but they emit an energy that penetrates the glass or the plastic into the water over a period of some hours. And then that water has all the qualities that we're talking about, right?
Right, and as you use the water, you just add more water to what we call the energy station, whether it's a large glass container with a spigot or, you know, a tub with a lid, however you're using it, you just add water. People say, well, don't you have to empty it all out and clean it? Paul is still using the original plasma energy station. Gosh, that's been 3.5 years ago.
Three and a half years, yeah.
And we've never emptied it out.
Because it's loaded with purified water. So that in its sense is good enough.
And Peter, I want to mention that people can go to our website and find free reports, for instance, on the nanocoating process that Paul uses for the metal plates, which is the very first step in making the GANs. Yes. And each of our free reports, there's a little section on the side of the homepage that says free reports. If they click on there, then they go to each report they want to read. They do need to enter their email to open the report.
Fair.
It's there for them to read. There's lots of blogs. There's many testimonials. This morning I was answering emails, and by the time I was done, I had 4 new frequently asked questions to put up on the website.
Good. Yeah. But the website is plasmaenergysolution.com, right?
Correct. Correct. Thank you.
Sure. No, I want to make sure people get there. Now, I want to take this to the next level of what else is in this plasma energy water that you create beyond using carbon, iron, copper, zinc, these different basic metals as batteries. But you can also, when you're making this water or these opaque liquids that are extremely powerful, as we've talked about, but you add all kinds of things to it that turn into plasma themselves. For instance, foods, nutrients, supplements, and even, Paul, for you, medications. For you've had diabetes for so long, type 1. And you had tremendous help by doing this. And so one of the things I wanted to make sure we talked about, again, because we talked about it in the first show, but I want to make sure it's clear to people that you created a plasma energy water from a number of meals of food, that you collected the food, mashed it up, and then what you do is you put it into one of these batteries, but you pour lye on it. Because lye somehow changes the energy and makes it more available. And it's just an ugly mash of food coated with lye that sits in this battery for weeks at a time. And all of a sudden, it also becomes an opaque liquid at the bottom that you end up rinsing out and creating a pure energy water that you put into these vials and live on. So you've lived on water that has food in it. This is very important.
The energy of the food.
It has a plasmatic field of energy from the food.
Right. And so in a sense, you don't have to eat. You can just drink this plasma water that contains the energy of all these foods, and it can support you ongoingly, and the two of you chose to experiment by taking a couple of weeks where you stopped eating regular food and you just drank water, right?
Right, 10 days.
Okay. 10 days. Now, if I fasted on water for 10 days, I'd be a skeleton who, I've done a water fast for a few days, and even that took a lot out of me. It was good for me, but it took a lot out of me. So I can't imagine going 10 days. And you guys are around my age, mid and latter 70s. So for us, it's even more of a hardship to just drink water for 10 days. So what happened to you?
Well, we felt no hunger. We didn't lose any energy. We went for our daily walks just like we always did. Stayed up late like we always did. Had no ill side effects, no hunger pangs at all. And
what about weight loss?
Initially, we lost about 3 or 4 pounds of weight, and then that leveled off, and we didn't lose any more.
Okay.
And, so I didn't see any downside at all.
Well, and this was all done in response to our question of what would we do if there was an interruption in food delivery to our town because of a weather disaster, a political disaster, you name it. There seems to be all kinds of possibilities out there on the horizon right now. So we wanted to know, can we maintain on this water? And what I would suggest to people is, yes, you can. And if there were a crisis where you were going to have to streamline, scale back for 2 weeks, a month, you could do that by supplementing the food to your water. In other words, instead of 3 meals a day, maybe you're going to have 1 meal a day and use your water in the interim.
And is it purely just water without food if necessary?
So I was satisfied, and I think you were satisfied that that was doable. Now, I will tell people, in my instance, the cultural aspect and conditioning of food, of smelling it, the preparing process, the sitting down and eating it, it was kind of like missing.
Yeah, I like that chewing. What happened to it?
Yeah, so what we did is we just ended up putting it in nice glasses, and we'd sit down and we would bless it like you would a meal, and then we'd drink our water. Wow. And sometimes I'd say, well, what do you want your glass to represent? And this is where we differ. Mine might have been spanakopita and things like that, and his was probably going to be in the sauerkraut and potato range.
That's cool. So the idea, that's an important point to make when using this plasma energy water at all, is to put intention in it.
Absolutely.
And intention is so powerful because life functions through consciousness, and we really want to make sure that everything, and we know that from Emoto's work. Dr. Emoto, over the years, showed that water picks up our energies, our moods, our feelings, and you can actually see molecularly crystal energy in the water that represents different moods.
And that intention we put into each and every vial and everything that
I love that
we make and ship out. Wow. Have that intention with it. And we ask the people who get it to also put their intention on it.
Of course. And I think we need to, and because it just keeps the power of it going, and it fulfills our purposes.
Right.
So, and also, by the way, Paul, you use it, you've made plasma energy water of medication that has that can also carry you when you can't get medications otherwise, right?
Right. That's true. You use the same process you use when you're making the food GANS or the herbal GANSes. You use that same process with the lye to break it down into a monoatomic state and then rinse it until the pH is around 8. And then that's the way you use it.
Yeah, it's the science of it is amazing that this Iranian scientist discovered this, and he's using it for all kinds of advanced technologies and in terms of even space travel.
Right.
Well, there's something I want to mention along those lines. A doctor in the Southeast United States who is on thyroid medication had that concern. What if I couldn't get my medication? So she assembled all the homeopathic, herbal, teas, essential oils that might be supportive of a thyroid condition outside of the medication she's able to use. And she sent those to us. We made a GANS that is called thyroid. And so I offered it to our daughter-in-law, who was on thyroid medication. Well, they were away from their home base for several months this summer, and she had it with her. And then in their move back to home base, it got misplaced. And she said, I need some more of that thyroid. I've been able to use that exclusively. Wow. And, you know, so that was nice confirmation from a different source than the source who provided everything to make the thyroid GANS.
Right. So we're nearing the end of the show, and people might want to know how they can get involved. They can certainly, as I did already, I bought this kit from you, this basic group of 16 vials that you send out as a starter kit. And I'm using them very happily. I'm excited about it. And I do all those things that you say you do. And so people can get their own from you. And they even can get a discount if they just say Peter in there. It's like a coupon to say Peter. And they'll get a discount if they go to plasmaenergysolution.com, right?
Yes, and Peter, we have a lot of videos on the product page under shop that explains more about a lot of the products, not everything. We're in the process of doing all those, but we have lots of informative videos. There's a lot of blogs. There's an excellent blog from November of 2017, I believe, regarding the hurricane in Dominica. And the success of one family who had plasma energy in their garden. Their gardens and their home were untouched. And this was not plasma energy we made, but somebody else had done, following the same instructions.
Right, so a lot of people, and people can actually then make energy patches from the water that you send or the vials that you send and use them for others and their families. And so there's so much here, and it's great for gardens. It's just, you know, you can even put the water into a bottle and stick it in a flower pot or into your garden, and it'll help flourish the plants.
Right. There's one other thing I wanted to say here about my diabetes.
Right.
And that's that I've been able to reverse cataracts due to diabetes, which is totally unheard of. And I've been able to eliminate arthritic knee pain. And another common problem that diabetics have is skin itch and rash. And I've been able to eliminate that.
That's wonderful. And so this is so important for people with diabetes to hear this and to check out your website see how much.
I'm going to be doing a free series of 3 or 4 lectures on diabetes and some of the misconceptions that we have all been raised with and taught about.
Including type 1 as well as type 2, right?
Including type 1 as well as type 2, because I'm a type 1 diabetic.
Right.
And I'll be doing that right after the first of the year. And I'll let you know when that series is coming up.
That's wonderful. So we're really now finally getting to later in the show, another minute or so. So I wanted to make sure, we've given out the contact information, and I'd love for people to share this show with their friends and let people know what the possibilities are to enrich their lives, because this is an energy that's transmutational. It actually works at very deep levels of opening up our energies that haven't been at play before to help heal us and strengthen us and help us stay young and vital.
And it also helps with your mental attitude.
I love that. And part of that is the zinc that's in there, right? Isn't
right.
Zinc one of the values of having the metal zinc in this is that it really helps on a psycho-emotional level.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So Paul and Lynn Schmaltz, I'm so happy to know you and to have done this show with you. And I'm sure we're going to do some more because you have so much to say and are doing such fantastic work. So I want to thank you so much for being back on Energy Stew again.
Thank you,
Peter. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate it.
Well, me too. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter@HeartRiver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.